When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This is how it's always been. I'm on the outside looking in.
Hi everybody, Anna here. As we said at the end of A Deathly Christmas, God almighty, I can't even say the name of any of the books in the stupid series. As we said at the end of the last episode, we are on a bit of a weird schedule this month because we are both going on holiday, much deserved, I hope you'll agree, after suffering through the Jeremy saga. But of course, we will never leave you empty-handed. So this week, we are bringing you part two of my fanfic, written in 2002 for NaNoWriMo, From Here to Sweet Valley. Now, you can find it by going to headstuffpodcasts.com and looking for Double Love. But as you might remember, if you read the last part, it ended in a dramatic scene. The party held in the casa to celebrate the twins' 10-year anniversary, because at the time they were younger than or older than I was. I was not 10 years out of secondary school, but yes, the twins were 10 years post-graduation. And at the end of the party, Winston defied his tyrannical, grotesque bride, Lila, who clearly attempted to solve her flat face problem by getting a lot of plastic surgery. And Jessica had left with Bruce. So just going to give you a little snippet. It's from the, you know, not the very beginning of part two, but this should either turn you off or whet your appetite. So see what you think. Jessica's mouth felt fuzzy when she woke, and when she raised her head from a satin pillow, it ached. "Where am I?" she murmured, opening one unwilling eye and squinting about her. She was in a round bed, which stood in the centre of what was obviously a stylish bachelor pad. Framed images of sports cars, painted in an eye-catching, airbrushed style, decorated the walls, which was papered with grey and black and red stripes. The ceiling was covered in mirrors, which reflected the black satin sheets of the bed and the people beneath them. Jessica and a handsome, dark-haired stud. "Bruce," gasped Jessica. "Oh my God, I slept with Bruce." She felt iller than ever. How could she have gone so far? How could she have let down her guard with Bruce, of all people? The one man who had almost tamed Jessica's wild spirit. I guess I forgot about Jeremy when I was writing this. Oh, actually, I hadn't read the book, so there you go. That's my excuse. Jessica's passionate old flame and her deadly enemy. Jessica looked in horror at the sleeping form next to her. Suddenly it stirred. "Hey, baby," Bruce mumbled. "Can you fix me a cup of coffee?" And if you want to find out what happens next, head to headstuffpodcasts.com and click on Double Love. Thank you so much for sticking with us on our little break, and we will be back with new episodes very soon.
Here at the podcast studios, we're opening our doors to everyone this Culture Night. Come see the place where your favourite Head Stuff shows are made. Get behind-the-scenes access, learn about production, and record your very own five-minute podcast. This is an opportunity not to be missed. Join us on Friday, 22nd of September. Register on eventbrite.ie or see the Culture Night website for details. We look forward to seeing you there.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.